And let's join a group of commuters now here in Southern California. For years, Neville Amaria and up to four of his co-workers carpooled a total of 2 to 3 hours every day. Amaria and his co-workers' mega commute ended recently when their workplace relocated. On the last day of their carpool, he used a smartphone to record this audio diary.
6:21, getting on the 405 right now. The way LA works, though, I'm assuming it's like this in every big city. If you leave 10 minutes later, it could be the difference of 40 more minutes in the commute. Sometimes when I oversleep, sometimes when others oversleep, we end up late in the office, but our managers know that, so. The cool thing about driving, too, is every person basically picks their own music. Christina typically doesn't like the 70s and the 80s that I play, but it is what it is. I have to listen to her stuff when we get in her car, so I'll give you a little taste of what I'm listening to. So we have our four people in the carpool, Brian and Christina. How do you guys feel that this is the last day of commuting this horrific drive?
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet. It's fun. The camaraderie in the carpool is great, but the drive is terrible.
On the way back from the drive, when people have bad days, sometimes we kind of take out on each other.
Yeah, you guys bicker like siblings.
Yeah. You're like an annoying little brother.
I think she threatened to kill me one time, actually.
Probably because you took the front seat.
Because that warrants killing somebody.
I called it fair and square.
You did not call it. Being in a carpool for a long time also gives you a chance to call in to radio shows. Christina and Stephanie Stephanie's a big fan of Rascal Flatts, and they called in, and if they answer, that means you have a chance to win the tickets. So I actually remember the song that they had to guess. It was called Life is a Highway. Yeah, I'm not going to sing it, though. Exiting the 10 freeway, it is 7:17. Keep in mind, I left my house at 6:21, and this is considered to be a good day.
Great day.
When I tell people the story about our whole situation with carpool, they really don't understand how we do it every day and how we've been doing it for over 2 years. But I guess after a couple months, you just get used to it. You get used to getting home late, going to the gym late, eating late, and sleeping late, and doing the same thing over and over again. You know, and looking forward to the weekends and going out and drinking.
Commuters Neville Amaria with co-workers Christina Cooper, Brian Kim, and Brian Morrison.